You are listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Chris Rawson is here, our longtime contributor to the Arts Magazine. Chris of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, now a rabble-rouser, a spokesperson, a spark plug for the August Wilson House. What are you doing for the August Wilson House there, Chris, by the way?
Oh, it's just hard to describe. There's so many programs going. We are finally going to be able to start construction on the reconstruction of his childhood home as an arts center for the Hill District. But meanwhile, we have a whole bunch of programs, and I'm program chair, so I'm trying to shepherd all these little children. One of the things I'm doing, for example, is I have a program called Actors Talk August, which is going to debut on the City of Asylum on stream site on October 19th, and it's going to be the first and third Monday of every month. I get to talk with one of the famous August Wilson actors. And that I can see extending in perpetuity into the future, as long as I can still do it, because there are so many great actors who have experience of August Wilson and so on. That's just one of the programs, August Wilson House. We have something called August in the Schools. We have fellowships that we collaborate on with Pitt and with Duquesne, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm actually here today to talk about Off the Record.
This is the pandemic version. Is it number 19? What version is it?
So we had a big argument about what to call it, because this would be the 20th year. So it ought to be Off the Record XX, because we use Roman numerals, the idea being that we are just as important as the Super Bowl, and they shouldn't have Roman numerals to themselves. But it's not, we're not doing a full-scale production. We couldn't imagine that, because every year we write an entire musical comedy using, you know, we steal our songs. We steal the songs you're familiar with. We write new lyrics to them. We write a script, and we make fun of the news and newsmakers of Pittsburgh. And it's off the record, so the satire can be pretty biting. And we do it at the Byam Theater, but we couldn't do that this year. So we decided to do a kind of retrospective, taking best bits out of previous years. We have videotapes of most years, and then put it together with a bunch of shout outs from celebrities wishing us well, and particularly asking people to participate in the main thing we do, the good we do, which is to raise money for the food bank. And this is a year, of course, the food bank needs money more than ever. It always needs money, but in the year of the pandemic, the demands on it have been huge. In any case, we weren't actually doing Off the Record XX20. It's somewhere between Off the Record 19 and Off the Record 20. And so we decided to call it Off the Record 2.0, which looks like 20, but isn't quite 20. And in any case, it's the pandemic edition, and we're putting it together now, and it's going to be, it's going to stream on Thursday the 8th. We've always done it the first or second Thursday in October. We've done that for 19 years so far, so we thought, why not keep the tradition going? The difference on this occasion is that what we stream on the 8th will then be available to people to see thereafter. So this is an interesting detail. What was off the record in the past is now on the record, because there will be a recording of it. So for example, Ken Rice, the KDKA newscaster, who looks on KDKA as a nice, handsome, solid, you know, doing the news, he, for many years, has been our MC, and on Off the Record, he could let his eyebrows down and really tear into people with some very funny comedy. Well, he doesn't feel he can do that this year, because it's going to be on the record. So he's our MC, but he'll do some kind of light comic introductions. And then we sail into this show, which is a mixture of best bits out of the past and a whole stream of celebrity shout outs, people saying they wish Off the Record well and contribute to the food bank, that kind of thing.
We must assume that there could always be someone new just joining the party. Someone may have moved here recently and might not know anything about Off the Record. You mentioned the good work that you do on behalf of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You've raised a lot of money over these nearly 20 years. But to begin at the beginning, what's the idea? Who's doing it? What's Off the Record all about?
You know, I've had this experience many times in the past. It's sort of impossible to explain it to anyone unless they've seen it. we're kind of caught in a conundrum there. Now, it's basically like the old press club shows where the media got together to make fun of the newsmakers and they would make fun of the media back. And the particular version of it in Pittsburgh is the Brockett and Barbara shows, where they wrote a number of original songs making fun of people in the news. And it started back in 2001 when Gary Rothstein, a very clever writer for the Post-Gazette, a news writer, but with a very humorous side to him, came to me and said that he used to write a show like that in Harrisburg. And now that he was working out of Pittsburgh, he wanted to write such a show in Pittsburgh, but he didn't know how to put it on. So I looked at him for a couple of seconds and I said, well, why don't you ask me to produce it? And the secret is that every theater critic who's worth his salt really wants to be in theater. And so this has been my way of being in theater. For Gary has written the scripts most years, and we get a lot of writers at the Post-Gazette to write the songs. And then I, the theater critic, would call up professional actors in Pittsburgh and say, wouldn't you like to give up 3 or 4 weeks of your time to put on this show at the Byam Theater to raise money for the food bank? And I, being the theater critic, invariably these actors would say, well, sure, Chris, how can I turn you down? So it was a little bit sleazy on my part, but actually, I mean, they're really doing it for the food bank. And it is kind of fun. Our casts are a mix of professional actors, really very good professional actors. We've had 5 or 6 actors in the cast who have Broadway credits, and semi-pro actors, and a couple of reporters, amateurs who really barely know what they're doing up there. It's like a sort of inspired summer camp show where you happen to have a whole bunch of real professional actors on hand. We get an audience of 800 people at the Byam who, it's just a wonderful, warm response. They're with the show because these are people who kind of know what's been going on in Pittsburgh in the past year. I mean, many of the targets of our satire are the same from year to year. You know, Cyril Wecht, Jeffrey Romoff, the owner of the Pirates, Sophie Maslow, people we love, but we make fun of them. This year has been particularly interesting for me because my part of this year's production was to go back over the videos of the 19 years. Thank God some years we don't really have a video, or the lighting was really bad or the sound was bad. So I didn't have to watch 19 years of an hour and a quarter show, but many years. And I got to pick out the clips that I wanted to make part of this year's retrospective. It became very hard because, of course, I had a couple of hours worth of clips I wanted to use, and I had to cut it down and cut it down and cut it down to maybe 30, 40 minutes worth of clips, you know, a 2-minute song here, a 1.5-minute song there. I wanted to feature some of our wonderful actors like Michael Fuller and David Flick and Christine Latta and people who've done such glorious work for us over the years. So what do I say to the person who just came to Pittsburgh? Well, people such as that who come to Off the Record say, well, I didn't get off all the references, but I sure got most of them because, you know, civic follies are kind of the same from one city to another. But some of the local references, the audience would erupt with laughter and the person from out of town would look puzzled, but he'd get the next joke and the joke after that.
Now, how will you reference our world situation of an election year and a pandemic?
Well, fortunately, as I say, we didn't write a show this year, so we don't have to deal with it. The guy with the orange face would show up in the show some years. We did a version of Damn Yankees as our sort of model for the show a couple of years ago, and he played Mr. Applegate, who that is to say, an actor played someone who looked sort of like the president, who was in the role of Mr. Applegate in Damn Yankees, who turns out to be the devil, who comes to corrupt the local baseball team. So the national scene would show up in the yearly shows to some extent, but mainly we're targeting Pittsburgh news and newsmakers. And as I say, we haven't had to deal with this awful year because we haven't written an original song, because we haven't written an original show. Although it is funny, you go back to see our show from 2002 or 2005 or 2012, and a lot of the satire still applies today. I mean, there are some of the same problems going on. The mayor, whoever the mayor is at any given year, is dealing with the same problems. PennDOT has the same problems. UPMC is still trying to rule the world every year. We did a show, it was either the second or third year, called Pledge Break Mayhem, where the central character was somebody named Rick Seebeck. And there were pledge breaks featuring a man named George Miles, who you may remember as the president of WQED back then. And I watched this show, and I felt for you during the pledge period, because so much of what's going on then is still going on today, you know, trying to wring the hearts of the listeners or the watchers to get them to support this service, which we all depend on so much.
Well, bless you for including a clip there. Now, Ken Rice will have new reactions and continuity linking material.
So Ken is doing really a kind of a warm-up at the beginning, and he introduces a couple of things along the way. No, basically, as we go along the way, the different excerpts from different past shows are introduced by a visual that goes up on the screen and tells you what's coming.
How do I find it? How do I access it? What should I contribute?
Well, thank you. That's really key. It will be on the Off the Record website, our Instagram page, our Twitter page, and our YouTube channel are all Off the Record PGH, one word. And you go to any of those at 8 o'clock on Thursday, the 8th of October, and there we should be. Although the way these things usually work, when you arrive, you'll see a thing saying, coming soon, in a few minutes, hang on, you know what happens. And we're assuming we're gonna have a show about an hour and a half long. And there's arguments amongst our steering committee. Oh, maybe that's too long. People won't want all that. And we think, well, you know, they can walk away from it and then they can come back and see it again later, because it will be posted on our social media sites. I don't know if forever, but certainly for a while. Now, giving money, you give money to us for the food bank. All the money we raise goes to the food bank. We don't have any expenses. We're not deducting anything. You can actually go to the food bank website, or if you go to the Off the Record Facebook page or other social media sites, right now you'll find the opportunity to give to the food bank.
How much would you suggest I get?
Thousands, Jim. You, being a highly paid media star, can afford to give thousands. But normal people will probably give $50 or $100. You know, I've forgotten the figure. I think every dollar that you give to the food bank pays for five meals for someone. You know, there's a huge expander effect. And We're very proud of the money we've raised over the years. In the 19 years of Off the Record so far, we've raised a little bit more than $650,000. Now that is corporations, which, you know, become sponsors of the show with $2,000, $3,000 gifts right up front. Much of it has been the people who buy tickets to the Byam Theater in the past. There's no ticket to buy this year. The show is free. So we think people ought to pay a little bit for their pleasure, but they ought to contribute just because the food bank is something people ought to contribute to. It's at least as important as WQED FM.
Bless you for that kind sentiment. And I'm sure you're pleased that you have a few corporate sponsors up front. You must be glad you have Alcosan on board.
Yes. You know, I don't have the list of our sponsors in my mind right now, I'm sorry to say. I should say that the show, from the beginning, was presented by two unions. Our union at the Post-Gazette, the Union of Writers and Artists, the Newspaper Guild, from the start was the sponsor of it, put up some money to get the Byam Theater and, you know, do the kinds of things you need to do to produce a real show. Right away, we made common purpose with SAG-AFTRA, the Screen Actors Guild Radio TV Artists Union. So those two unions have been the sponsors of the show from the start. And in the last couple of years, the United Steelworkers have joined in. So it's really a union-sponsored show to raise money for the food bank. Everybody thinks that we're putting on a funny show in order to raise money for the food bank. I personally think that raising money for the food bank is the excuse we have to make fun of Pittsburgh, because it's healthy to make fun of Pittsburgh. It's healthy to make fun of yourselves and laugh at yourselves. We don't want people from Cleveland laughing at us. If we've got a funny mayor, as we did for years with a guy we always called the boy mayor, it's up to us to satirize the things we care about.
Well, I know it's great fun from personal experience, and having been with you on at least a few occasions, I enjoyed every minute of it. I'm sorry to see that one of your great fans, Linda Dickerson, is no longer with us. You paid tribute to her on your Facebook page the other day. She appeared in several of your off-the-record productions.
Linda Dickerson was a wonderful person who supported the arts and nonprofits throughout the region. And she happened to see our show the first year and came to us afterwards and said, you know, you guys can use this to raise a lot of money. Let me help you. And she made us feel better about ourselves. That first year, we thought we're just having a real good time making fun of people. And by the way, we'll raise some money for the food bank. And she said, no. We can pitch this to corporations. We can use this to be a real moneymaker for the food bank. We never got up to raising $100,000 a year the way she thought we could, because some corporations are a little leery of something that's going to get up and make fun of their president. You know, they're the CEO of that corporation. I mean, Paul O'Neill of Alcoa, or whoever that son of a gun was who took all the airplanes away for US Air, or, you know, all of these people, Jeffrey Roma, all of these people have been objects of our satire. And yet those corporations have been willing to put up small amounts of money. So as I say, we never made as much money for the food bank as Linda Dickerson thought we would, but she was with us all the way, giving us some kind of leadership and advice. And we miss her the way everybody ultimately in Pittsburgh misses her.
She was a big supporter of WQED as well. Well, we'll think of her while watching the Off the Record pandemic edition. Anything else you'd like to share so that people do not miss this? We don't want anyone to miss the opportunity here.
Well, we think it'll be fun to have people watching it at the same time. We'll just have to imagine people laughing in all their individual homes. It's not going to be quite like the experience of sitting in the Byam Theater and feel this wave of laughter crossing the theater and up up to the stage, half the payoff for the actors in doing the show, half of it was raising the money, but half of it was the response of the audience. So we have to imagine that happening out across the city, well, anywhere. On the other hand, more people are going to be able to see it than the 800 people we would normally get at the Byam, because who knows how many will watch it on the 8th, and then how many will catch up with it thereafter.
I want to wish you all the best. It's a joy to speak with you always. Are you going to be writing something for the Post-Gazette in the near future? Will we still have your byline from time to time?
So I have to say that the situation with the Post-Gazette is very unstable right now. And my title is Senior Theater Critic, which sort of means emeritus, which means I write an article very occasionally. So the answer to your question is, who knows?
Well, I'm sorry to say that Sharon Everson is also retired. Who's going to cover the theater beat?
Well, that's a touchy subject. Sharon, for reasons best known to her, but having something to do with the Post-Gazette's battle with its own union, the leadership there, decided to step out early. I mean, she's too young to retire. But I should say, excuse me, Sharon and I are the co-producers of this year's show. We think that that's rather entertaining, that you've got a show produced by two theater critics. And Sharon's main job on this year's show was to gather in all the celebrities to approach, you know, Billy Porter and Mark Cuban and Stephen Flaherty and Rob Marshall and Lenora Nemitz and on, the people who then sent us little videos that we could use on the show. So she worked on producing that side of it, and I worked on the selecting clips from previous shows, and we've had a steering committee that's doing all the other things that are necessary, promotion and so on. So yes, we're going to miss Sharon's voice in the Post-Gazette. I actually retired as full-time theater critic 10 years ago, and Sharon has been wonderful, wonderful successor. I am blessed in my successor, and I've had a great deal of fun working with her as the occasional backup. And now we're working together producing this pandemic edition of Off the Record, and we hope that next year Off the Record will be back on the stage at the Byam. And I don't know what we'll call it. Will that be Off the Record 20 or 20.1 or whatever?
Chris Rawson, such a joy to hear your voice, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. I want to wish you all the best for Off the Record Pandemic Edition, and let's get back together again soon.
Thanks, Jim. You're really good about noticing things happening around town. It's gotten in this awful year that my wife and I don't want to listen to the news. All we want to do is hear Jim Cunningham in the morning, who tells us, gives us the weather and tells us the sports scores and tells us one or two other things going on, but spares our ears from some of the tragedies out there. Thank you, Jim.
Well, thank you. You notice I always attribute whenever I steal a line from one of your reviews or any of your writing, wherever it may appear. And please thank Mary for her contribution during our most recent fundraising drive. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.